This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins beat the Red Sox in Boston yesterday 5-4. They got a key play early in the game in the field from Carlos Correa.
And the pitch is flared over the head of a drawn-in Correa. Buxton coming on. Correa makes a spectacular catch over his shoulder, Willie Mays style, and holds Narvaez at third. And Carlos Correa with a brilliant defensive play to keep this a 2-1 game. That is a game-saving play in the second frame.
That's Chris Atterbury on Twins Radio. Here's the shortstop.
Honestly, at the bat, I didn't think it was possible for me to get it, but I just started running, and then when I looked up, I felt like I was getting closer and closer, and I stretched my arm as far as possible.
Elsewhere, Byron Buxton homered. Ryan Jeffers drove home two. Harrison Bader had the go-ahead RBI, and Trevor Larnach added insurance. The Twins are off tonight. They host Baltimore tomorrow. The AAA Saints beat Columbus yesterday 3-2. Gopher baseball lost at Nebraska 8-3. Gopher softball lost at home to Michigan 3-0. Former Gopher golfer Eric Van Rooyen finished second in the PGA Tour event in Dallas yesterday. He claimed a payday more than $1 million. Scottie Scheffler won the event. The Minnesota Wild cleaned out their lockers at the X yesterday. Forward Marco Rossi says it stunk losing that opening round series.
We played some really good hockey, you know, and we made it really tough for them. We could have won it either way, so I think we can be proud, but still, it's a tough way to end for sure.
On to basketball, the Wolves will host the Warriors tomorrow night. It's game one of the Western Conference semis at the Target Center. Minnesota center Rudy Gobert says there are keys for them in this series.
Transition, you know, offensively and defensively, and rebounding. I think when we do those two things, we put ourselves in a great position to win. Obviously, the ball movement offensively is huge, and defensively, just I thought we were really focused every game, you know, defensively.
Tomorrow's game will tip off at 8:30 at the Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. This is MNN Sports.